Hi, and welcome to Awaken Your Inner Wisdom. I'm Cissy Williams, and in this episode, you're gonna meet the Norse goddess Freya. And she may not be at all what you expected her to be. She certainly wasn't when I started to get to know her. And at the end of this episode, I'm also gonna take you on a shamanic journey with Freya, where you start to awaken your inner feminine power, magic, and wisdom. So, who then is Freya? Well, she's an immensely powerful Norse goddess of healing, magic, wisdom, love, fertility, war, death, and rebirth. She has sometimes been called the Queen of Witches and the Queen of Valkyries. This gives us a little bit of a hint of the power and magic that she holds. She is not just a goddess of love and beauty. In fact, Norse scholar Maria Kvilhaug's research has found that the only place she's mentioned as a goddess of love and beauty is in modern literature, whilst in the Norse sagas she's described as bright, shining, wise, knowledgeable, cunning, scary, and very large. She's large because she's a giantess, and the giantesses in the Norse sagas, the giantesses are the primordial feminine forces that gave birth to the cosmos. And in the Norse sagas, they talk about the ancient witches within wood that gave birth to our world. And the wood here can be seen as a metaphor for the tree of life. As in the Norse sagas, our world was represented by the world tree, Yggdrasil, which is the tree of life. And this is also a representation of our body, of our nervous system. So it is as if this ancient witch within wood, this ancient feminine presence that was here before time, who gave birth to our world, she is this inner wise feminine presence who's embedded within your bones, wired into your DNA, and flowing through your veins. She's the ancient witch of your own ancestral lineage. And Freya is an expression of this wild, feminine, ancient presence within our core. Freya, she's also a teacher of Seder, which is Norse shamanism, magic, and witchcraft. And many, they know that Odin was obsessed with learning about magic and how to journey into the different worlds of reality. But what many don't know is that it was Freya who was his teacher, because she taught him all of this through teaching him Seder. And Seder is a very powerful form of Norse magic and shamanic healing, which was practiced by Velvas, which are female shamanic priestesses in the Norse tradition. And Freya was their teacher. And they are called Velvas because they had a staff. And Velva means staff carrier. And this staff is a representation of the Tree of Life, which helps us journey into the different domains of reality, into the lower world through the roots, the upper world through the branches, and the middle world through the trunk. So Freya is the teacher of Seder, and even today, when we practice the art of Seder, it is Freya who is our teacher, and we do use a Velva staff to help us journey. And Seder truly is very, very powerful. It is by far the most powerful way of journeying I've ever come across, and I love it. And of course, in Seder, we also work with Freya's goddess sisters from the Norse tradition, such as the dark goddess Hel and the dark mother Ran. And we also work with the spirit weavers, the three Norns, and many other goddesses, such as the solar goddesses Idun and Saga. What I also find really interesting is that in the Norse tradition, there are two tribes, the Vanirs and the Æsirs. Freya, she's the goddess of the Vanir tribe, which is a tribe closely connected with nature, magic, and witchcraft. So with the heart, the feminine, and the magic of our soul. The Æsir tribe, on the other hand, which are the sky gods like Odin and Thor, they're connected with the mind and the masculine and the spirit of the heavens. So the Vanirs can be seen as the heart and the feminine, whilst the Æsir can be seen as the mind and the masculine. And in the Norse sagas, they talk about the first war, which is a war between the Æsir and the Vanirs. So a war between the heart and the mind, the feminine and the masculine. Anna's peace finally is found. Freya goes to live with the Aesir tribe, teaching them the art of Seder, which can be seen as the heart teaching the mind about the magic of the feminine and the soul. And this is key. You can't learn this ancient feminine magic through your mind. You can only learn it through the heart and the body. It's an embodied practice. So the mind has to surrender and be willing to be taught by the feminine, by the heart. Freya is the daughter of the god of the water and immortality, Njord, and her mother is most likely the dark goddess Skadi, the ancient giantess who gave her name to Scandinavia. According to Norse scholar Maria Kvilhaug, who's written the amazing book, The Seed of Yggdrasil, I warmly recommend you get this book. It is incredible if you want to know more about the decoding of the Norse myths. Maria Kvilhaug is a genius in this. Anyway, she says that Njord represents the essence of immortality and freedom from rebirth, while Skadi represents the essence of mortality and rebirth. So my take on this is that perhaps this explains how Freya has both aspects within her. She's a goddess of wisdom, love, and magic, representing the immortal light-filled essence of her soul. And at the same time, she's a goddess of war and death. And she's seen as a very powerful war goddess because she's the one who gets her first pick of the fallen soldiers, whilst the rest goes to Odin in Valhalla. So Freya here is a portal of life, death and rebirth, just like her mother Skadi. So Freya certainly is a force to be reckoned with. She is not just a goddess of love and beauty. She is so, so much more. She's also a goddess of the wilderness. So she is an embodiment of the wild feminine, the core within us, which can never be tamed. And to me, she represents that wild feminine essence within our core. And this wild essence lives in all of us. It's our inner longing for freedom. This deep yearning to run through the forest, howling at the moon, to move with the seasons, embracing the magic of both the darkness and the light. To be so in tune with our instincts, with our bodies, that we can feel the heartbeat of the Great Mother underneath our feet. We can hear her whispers in the wind. This wild essence that helps us shapeshift into our inner she-wolf, becoming a woman who runs with the wolves, a woman in tune with her pack, here to serve her community. Freya's name means Our Lady, and she is the lady in the Norse tradition, the one who keeps showing up in different forms in the sagas. So she can appear as various feminine beings, giantesses, Norns, Valkyries, and goddesses, embodying the light-filled essence of our feminine soul. For example, she shows up as Gulveig in the Völuspá, in the story about the witch that was burned and reborn three times, the witch who couldn't die. Instead, she was able to resurrect herself and become the first Völva. So she's an immensely powerful being. And as she is transformed, as she's being reborn the third time, resurrected that third time, her name changed to Heidr, meaning the bright one, the illuminated one. She then became the first Völva, and she went out into the world teaching the wise women the art and magic of Seder. So Freya is the bright one, the illuminated one. She's the golden light of our feminine magic and wisdom. And Maria Kvilhaug shares so beautifully how Freya represents our soul, Odin represents spirit, and Thor represents thought. And of course, we all have masculine and feminine energies within us. What's also interesting, I find, is that Freya has a beautiful golden hall where no one could enter unless she allowed you entry. This golden hall was in the underworld, in the darkest regions of Hel. So here, in the darkest of the darkest, in the heart of the dark mother Hel, you find a bright, golden, light-filled place, which is Freya's hall. And both Hel and Freya are giantesses, and they both carry the qualities of light and darkness. Freya is shining from a golden light, and half of Hel is this light too. And then Freya also has her death aspect, and this aspect of her is called Valfreya, and Val in Swedish means choice. So she helps you choose. She helps you make wiser choices, choices which are in alignment with your soul's light. When you meet Freya in her form as Valfreya, you really can feel her power as the head Valkyrie, which is why she's sometimes called the Queen of the Valkyries. So both Freya and Hel have light and dark aspects, and when I journey with them, I see them working together as sisters, both being powerful portals of life, death, and rebirth. So Freya represents this golden light within our core, and I feel that the Swedish celebration of Lucia on the 13th of December, which is my favorite celebration, which is when we celebrate the light in the darkness. And this is a beautiful metaphor of Freya's light, how she is the light in the darkness, and that even though Christianity tried to eradicate her and minimize her, making her into something bad and promiscuous, which they did in their portrayal of Freya, very similar to what the church did to Mary Magdalene, Freya still lives on, even within the church, in our yearly celebration of Lucia, which to most Swedes will be an event filled with magic and wonder and beauty. Because on that day, in the midst of the darkness, there she is, standing at the altar with candles in her hair, being the lightbringer, which is what the name Lucia means, with a red ribbon around her waist, symbolizing the red bloodline to the ancient mothers and to all women. And I feel this is such a powerful representation of how they try to suppress her feminine magic and wisdom, and yet she lives on, showing up in different forms, this time as Lucia, the lightbringer. And now her feminine wisdom is rising within us, just like the wisdom held in the teachings of Mary Magdalene is rising, as we are becoming more conscious of how Mary Magdalene was a powerful teacher of divine wisdom, being the apostle to the apostles, being the one that went out into the world, sharing the good news about rebirth and resurrection. Just like Freya is teaching the wise women about magic, healing, and the eternal cycle of life, when she's teaching them Seder. If you want to find out more about Mary Magdalene, I warmly recommend Megan Watterson's wonderful book, Mary Magdalene Revealed. So both Freya and Mary Magdalene and the Norse dark goddess Hel are powerful portals of death, life, and rebirth, helping us to move through our own resurrection. Freya also has a golden necklace, the fiery jewel that was considered to be the most precious jewel in the whole world. And I see this jewel as a divine flame burning in her heart, like a golden sun. And you can here see how Freya's origin is as a sun goddess. She's a solar goddess. This fiery necklace is called Brisingamen, and it was made by four dwarfs who represent the four directions of west, north, east, and south, as well as the four elements of water, air, fire, and earth. So Freya's necklace, this divine flame in her heart, acts like a compass, helping to guide us on our journey through life. And it also acts like an inner wheel of the year, guiding us through the seasons of darkness and light, from autumn and winter to spring and summer. And you'll get to experience this soon in the shamanic journey. There is a lot more I could share about Freya, as she's a goddess with many different aspects to her, and she is so incredibly powerful. But I'll save that for another day. For now, let us instead meet her by going on a shamanic journey. And in this journey, you'll step on board Freya's ship, Sessrumner, You can find various Viking stone formations in the shape of a ship, and this is likely a reference to her ship, Sessrumner. And for me, this ship is a way for us to travel into the other world. On this shamanic journey, you'll also visit the three wells that are found along the roots of the world tree, Yggdrasil. It's the Well of Wisdom, which is in the land of the giants, the Well of Urd, which is where you find the three Norns, the spirit weavers who weave the web of life. And this is also the Well of Healing and Rejuvenation. And we will also journey to the Well of Heal, sometimes called the Bubbling Cauldron, which is in the dark goddess Heal's domain. And in this cauldron, you'll find the golden feminine magic that is yours to embody. So let us do this shamanic journey now with Freya, where she will help you heal deeply so you can awaken your inner feminine power, magic, and wisdom. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and sink into your inner stillness. Sink deeper and deeper into the stillness, into the light that shines in your mystical heart, a light that is a portal into the world of spirit. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel how you journey through this portal now into the world of spirit. And as you arrive, you find yourself on board a ship, and Freya, she welcomes you here on board her ship Sessrumner. Feel her presence. Feel how she is here for you to guide you on this journey into the mythical landscape of your soul. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel how Freya's ship journeys with you now into the other world, through the cosmos, past the stars and the moon, through the darkness of the night, through the shimmering veil of the aurora borealis, the magical northern lights. And she journeys with you now to the snow-capped mountains in the far north of the world, where you find ancient forests filled with birch and pine trees, where reindeers, mountain hares, elks, wolves, bears, and Arctic foxes live. And as you arrive here in this ancient Arctic landscape, feel how you step off Freya's ship, connecting you with the wilderness of the far north. Feel your roots going deep, deep, deep into the earth, as if you are like a tree of life. Let your roots go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, until they connect with the golden healing medicine from deep within the earth, from the ancient dark mothers. And then feel how you draw up this golden healing medicine up through your roots and up, up, up into you. Now feel how your branches on this tree reach high, high, high up into the heavens. Feel how your branches open up to receive the magical light from the sun and the moon and the stars and from the aurora borealis. And let this loving, feminine, magical light flow into your branches and into you, as if your thoughts are being bathed in light. Feel the strength within the trunk of the tree. This is your core. And in your core is like an inner staff, a velva staff. A staff filled with feminine wisdom and magic and power. A staff that represents the witch within wood, the ancient wise woman who was here before the beginning of time. She lives and breathes within you. Let yourself feel her deep, deep within you. Trust that she is here. She has always been here, embedded within your bones, wired into your DNA, flowing through your veins. Let all this light that is flowing into you, both from your roots and from your branches, let all this light now flow into your heart. So your heart starts to glow and radiate with light, like a divine flame, an inner golden sun. This golden light is Freya. She is the bright one, the illuminated one. For every breath, feel how this radiant golden sun in your heart starts to shine even more brightly, like a divine flame, an inner compass that helps to guide you on your journey through life. Place a hand on your heart. And now tune in to the left side of your heart. To the direction of the west, to the sacred waters of the Dark Mothers, the lunar goddesses, to the medicine of the autumn, and feel how this divine flame in your heart helps you be the light in the darkness. Now tune in to the top of your heart, to the direction of the north, to the cool air of winter, to the light that is being born in the darkness. And feel how this divine flame in your heart helps you to see this light. So you can see the light of new dreams and visions emerge like stars in the midnight sky. Now tune in to the right side of your heart, to the direction of the east, to the golden rays of the Light Mothers, the solar goddesses, and the medicine of spring. And feel how this divine flame in your heart helps you to receive this golden light from the sun. And as you receive this light, your inner magic of creation is ignited. And now tune in to the bottom of your heart, to the direction of the south, and feel the grounding energy of the earth, the medicine of summer, where you are becoming the tree of life, anchored in this life. And feel how this divine flame in your heart helps you to share your light, ambitions, and dreams as blessings with your world. For every breath, feel how this golden light in your heart increases in strength. So so it lights up your path, being the compass you follow as you dance with the seasons of darkness and light. This golden light in your heart is Freya, and she's here as your teacher, your guide, and your mentor. And tell Freya that you are ready, that you are willing to let her teach you and guide you and heal you. And share with her now something you want her to help you with. Just pick one problem, so you focus this journey on finding the healing you need, the medicine you need, the wisdom you need for this one problem. So tell Freya this problem now. Now hand it all over to Freya. Breathe this problem out of your system, out of your energy body, out of your consciousness, and feel how Freya takes it into her golden fire, where it starts to be transformed and healed. Just breathe it all out. Whew. And as you keep breathing this all out, let the golden light in your heart grow even bigger and feel how it starts to transform any hold this energy has had on you from deep, deep within you. Just keep on breathing this energy out and let this inner golden light release the hold from this energy from deep within you. Just breathe it out and release it. Whew. Feel how you're being filled with this golden healing light within you, like this beautiful golden inner sun burning deep within you, and let it transform this heavy energy, the hold it has had on you from deep, deep, deep within you, whilst you keep breathing this old energy out, and also let Freya take it out from you. So do that now. Whew. That's good, that's good, that's good. And Freya, she now takes your hand, and together you journey to the world tree, Yggdrasil. And then you start to journey along one of the roots of the world tree, to the Well of Wisdom. And here by this well, Freya invites you to give to her all those thoughts which have blocked your sight, which have distorted your perceptions. So feel how you hand over all those fear-based thoughts to her. Feel how you breathe it all out, releasing you from this old hold the ego mind has had on your inner vision. Just let it all go. And Freya, she just takes it all and transforms it in her golden divine fire. So use your hands and just clear your eyes, clear your mind from all these thoughts that have clouded your vision, blocked your vision, distorted your vision. Just clear it, clear it, clear it. You want to shake your head, releasing this from deep within you. and let it all go into Freya's healing fire. Let Freya also take it from you, as if she's just combing this out from your thoughts, from your perceptions. That's good. Keep breathing it out. Keep using your hands to free yourself from this. All those old fear-based perceptions. Whew. That's good. Let it all go into her golden divine fire. That's good. And now let it all go with one final blow. Whew. And Freya, she now pours the clear water from this well of wisdom over your third eye, clearing and cleansing your third eye, opening your inner sight. She invites you now to drink from this well. And as you do, you can feel how you are awakening a deep ancestral wisdom that's embedded within your bones, wired into your DNA, and flowing through your veins. Just drink from this well of wisdom. And as you're drinking from this well, let yourself receive the medicine you need. And notice what this medicine is. Now let this medicine flow like a divine light into your third eye, so you can see through the eyes of wisdom. And Freya, she now gives you a gift from this well, a gift of wisdom, a gift of clear sight. Notice what this gift is. And then let yourself receive it into your third eye. And Freya, she now journeys with you along one of the roots of Yggdrasil. And she journeys with you to the well of Urd, to the heart of her world. The well where you find the three Norns, the spirit weavers, who are weaving the web of life. This is the well of healing and rejuvenation. And here by this well, Freya invites you to give to her all those heavy emotions that have blocked your heart. All those old heavy feelings of sadness and bitterness and heartache. So feel how you hand all these heavy emotions that have blocked your heart to her. feel how you breathe them all out. And Freya, she just takes them all and transforms them in her golden divine fire. And as you keep breathing out all these heavy emotions and into Freya's golden fire, you can feel the ice around your heart starting to melt. Just let it melt, melt, melt. And as it melts, feel how you let the warmth of Freya's love into your heart, helping to thaw the ice inside your heart even more. Just keep breathing out all this heaviness. Just keep breathing it out, breathing it out, breathing it out. Into the loving fire of Freya. And let her warmth in, let her warmth in, let her golden rays of light warm your heart, melt the ice around your heart and within your heart. And as the ice melts, just breathe out that heaviness that's been frozen within you, that old grief and sadness, pain and suffering. Just let Freya take it. Let her take it. Let her take it. She is an incredible healer. Let her heal you. Just keep breathing it out. You may want to lean into her here, leaning into her love. Letting her loving golden rays inside your heart, thawing your heart, bringing it back to love, to life. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. And Freya, she now pours the clear water from this well of healing over your heart. Healing your heart even more. Opening your heart. And she invites you to now drink from this well. And as you do, you can feel how you are awakening a deep ancestral wisdom that's embedded within your bones, wired into your DNA, and flowing through your veins. Just drink, drink, drink from this well of healing, of rejuvenation. And as you're drinking from this well, let yourself receive the medicine you need. And notice what this medicine is. Let this medicine now flow like a divine light into your heart, so you can see through the eye of the heart, through the eyes of love and compassion. Freya now gives you a gift from this well, a gift of love and compassion. Notice what this gift is. let yourself receive it into your heart. And Freyja now takes you on a journey along one of the roots of Yggdrasil. And she journeys with you now into Hel's domain, to the magical cauldron of the dark Mother Hel. And as you arrive here to the well of Hel, the bubbling cauldron, Freyja asks you to hand over to Hel's divine fire all that which has blocked you from being able to embody your feminine magic and wisdom, all that which has stopped you from using your inner feminine creative power. So tune into your inner cauldron, your sacred womb space, and notice what's in there that's blocking you from embodying your feminine magic and wisdom, blocking you from expressing your feminine power. Then feel how you start to hand all of this over to Hel's fire. Give it all to Hel and Freyja. And feel how you just breathe all of this out. Whew. Let Hel and Freyja take it all, so the healing fire of Hel can transform all of this into light. Just keep breathing it all out, letting all this old heavy energy out and into Hel's healing fire. And let Hel and Freyja help you by letting them remove all of that which has been blocking you. So let them remove it from your energy field, various locks and chains and ropes that have stopped you, have kept you small, have kept you bound and gagged. Just let them take it all whilst you are willing to release this by breathing it all out, by handing it all over to Hel's fire. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. Be willing to let all of this go now. Just breathe it all out into Hel's fire. And use your hands as well to free yourself from all of this. Just clear it, clear it, clear it from all around you now. That's good, that's good, that's good. And Freyja, she now pours the clear water from the well of Hel over your womb chakra, healing your womb. And she invites you to now drink from this well. And as you do, you can feel how you are awakening a deep ancestral wisdom that's embedded within your bones, wired into your DNA, and flowing through your veins. Just drink, drink, drink from this bubbling cauldron, which is filled with the golden light of the feminine, a light that is filled with your magic, your wisdom, your feminine power, which you are meant to embody. And before you can fully embody this, You need to be willing to let the old die so the new can be reborn. So feel how you now let the old you be released. The old you, which was asleep to her true power and magic, just breathe her out. Let her go. Just keep breathing her out. Whew, let her go now. Whew, feel her leave your energy field. Feel her leave your consciousness. Feel her leave your body now. That's good. And now, as you breathe in, feel how you awaken the goddess within you, the Valkyrie within you. Feel how she awakens. And as she awakens, she starts to drink from this bubbling cauldron, filling herself up and you with all this ancient magic that is here for you. All this feminine power that is here for you. All this feminine wisdom that is here for you. And trust that as she awakens more and more within you, she will start to teach you the magic you are meant to embody, because she is now awake within you, and you are awake to her presence within. And as you keep drinking from this well of healing, let yourself now also receive the medicine you need. And notice what this medicine is. And let this medicine now flow like a divine light into your womb chakra, so you can see through the eyes of the ancient witch within you. You can see through the eyes of your inner Valkyrie, your inner feminine magic and power. And Freya, she now gives you a gift from this well of heal, a gift of magic. Notice what this gift is. And then let yourself receive it like a light into your womb chakra, your inner cauldron. And then say goodbye to Hiel. And Freya, she now takes your hand, and together you step on board her ship, Sestrunner, carrying all your gifts with you, all the medicine with you, all the wisdom with you. And she journeys with you now through the shimmering veil of the northern lights, through the darkness of the cosmos, past the stars and the moon, all the way back to the portal in your mystical heart. A portal that is like the divine flame that is Freya herself, because she's always here within you, in your heart. And Freya, she now asks you to notice the medicine of wisdom you now carry in your third eye. The medicine of love and compassion you now carry in your heart. And the medicine of magic you now carry in your sacred womb space, your inner cauldron. And as you tune into this medicine of wisdom and love and magic within you, she wants you to now look at that old problem you wanted to have help with. And now look at that situation in your life through the eyes of wisdom. And notice the positive insights that are here for you, insights of wisdom and clarity, as you see through the eyes of wisdom. And now also look through the eye of the heart and notice the loving, compassionate insights that are here for you, insights filled with love and wisdom as you see through the eye of the heart. Now also look through the eyes of the ancient witch, the ancient feminine presence within you. And notice the magical insights that are here for you as you see through the eyes of this ancient feminine presence within you. Notice how you can use your gifts and medicine you've just received to help heal and transform this. Because this situation heals through you showing up differently in your life. Through you choosing to see through the eyes of wisdom, through the eye of the heart, through the eyes of this ancient feminine presence that lives within you, your inner wise woman. Let her guide you now to how you can heal this. How can you show up differently in your life? How can you use the gifts and medicine you've just received? Let her show you this now. Where do you need to go? What do you need to do? What do you need to say and to whom? Freya nods and she says, "Now you know. The teacher and guide and mentor you are seeking lives within you, in your heart, in your bones, in your DNA. She is your inner wise woman and she knows how to guide you. Trust her. She lives within you." Then say goodbye to Freya. and let us now prepare to journey back. So take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, whew, feel how you now journey through the portal in your mystical heart, coming back into your body, and back into the here and now. Take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, whew, let all this golden light, healing medicine, and magical gifts you have just received flow into your whole body, filling your whole consciousness and energy field. Feel how you are now connected with the wise woman within you, how you can see through the eyes of wisdom, you can see through the eye of the heart, and you can see through the eyes of the ancient witch, the wise woman that lives within your core. She's always here, ready and willing to guide you. You just have to tune within and let her show you what it is that you need to know, where you need to go, what you need to say, and to whom. This inner guidance is always present within your heart. For every heartbeat, she's here, guiding you like an inner compass on your journey through life, teaching you how to dance with the seasons of darkness and light so that you can embrace the medicine of both the darkness and the light, becoming like the beautiful, magical, wise woman that you are, birthing the light of a new consciousness into being through you. Take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, you can open your eyes. And take a few moments now to write down your insights and learnings. I will let the music be on for a few minutes so you can do that. And thank you for doing this journey with me here today.